Thanks for calling customer support. My name is Quay. How may I help you?
Yes, my name is Linda Martin, and your business has charged my charge card for $67.32, and I don't recall authorizing anything like that. What is it?
Yes, ma'am. I'd be happy to see why were you charged. May I have your zip code? And you say your first and last name is Linda Martin?
Yes, Linda Martin. Zip code is, yeah.
May I have your zip code?
Yes, 33983.
Okay, one moment while I locate an account. Okay, an account is filling up. May you verify the full shipping address?
What are we shipping?
In order for me to see why you were charged, I just have to gain access to the account so I can be able to explain anything. But I have to authenticate you first because it can be multiple Linda Martins. So that's why I did ask for you to verify your shipping address.
Okay, 2225 Peterborough Road, Punta Gorda, Florida.
Yes, ma'am. So on December the 11th, you paid $5.74 to enter for a chance to win our cooking set, our pots and pans set.
Right.
And it did state in the terms and conditions that that entry does come with a monthly membership of $67.32 each month, but in return, you'll receive a $125 voucher each month in your email.
Okay. I am not interested in doing that.
So would you like me to cancel out the account?
Say that again.
Would you like for me to cancel out the account?
I would like you to cancel out the account. So that would also include the $5, whatever it was.
It's just canceling out the account to prevent any future charges that can possibly come about. And also, no more vouchers will be emailed out to you.
Super. Okay, so this is over, and I have no charges, correct?
The account is canceled out, and I have the confirmation number. Let me know when you're ready.
Oops. Okay.
C, as in Charlie, 2-6-3-3-5-9-4-0-7.
Okay.
Okay, thanks for calling customer support.
Thank you so very much. Appreciate
it. You're welcome. Yes, thanks for calling customer support.
You bet. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.